Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Also, right now, in North Carolina, to contrast the point here, there was a Senate bill that looks like is going to allow students to be able to, as an elective course in North Carolina.
Say that again.
Right now, it looks like the students, it just passed the bill. It's a Senate Bill 138.
Uh-huh.
And looks like in North Carolina, the students in high school now are going to be able to take an elective course on their own about the Bible.
Oh, wow.
In school. I mean, how cool is that?
That is awesome.
I want you to listen to this segment. We'll be right back.
Writing and religion. Tempers flare over proposed legislation that could put the Bible back in public schools, this time for a letter grade. It would be an elective course, not mandatory, but that doesn't make the bill any less controversial. Just check out Mo's Facebook page. Thanks for joining us. I'm Israel Balderas.
And I'm Morgan Fogarty. The proposal has bipartisan support. In our top story, we talk with one of the Democrats co-sponsoring this bill. He says this is a positive thing for all of North Carolina. Students in grades 9 through 12 may soon be able to take a Bible study course for credit in public high schools as early as next school year. Senate Bill 138 calls for an elective course on the Old Testament, New Testament, or a combo of both that maintains religious neutrality, and one that doesn't endorse, favor, or promote any particular religion. Students would learn about biblical characters, poetry, and stories. The goal, better understanding of today's society by reflecting on the past. It's being sponsored by 17 legislators, including Democrat Jean McLaurin.
And I feel the opportunity for future generations to gain wisdom and knowledge from the Bible is a real positive for North Carolinians.
McLaurin says this is an issue above party politics. He says only a few of his constituents have expressed concerns.
There's no intent to show any hostility toward any other religion.
The topic is generating lots of debate. Stephen says, great idea. Don't see how anyone could complain since it's an option. James argues, if you're going to teach an elective class on religion, how about...
You know, this is so powerful. What's happening? Because, I mean, think about it. The Bible, listen, this is what happens when we put politics aside,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you come across the aisle and you do something that really matters. 17 legislators come together and they say, listen, we're going to put this bill. And I love what Gene McLaren says, what he says, I feel the opportunity for the future generations to gain wisdom and knowledge from the Bible is a real positive for North Carolinians.
Right.
We need this. This is awesome.
This is
awesome. This is good. This is so good. But I didn't know this, that there's about 500 public schools in 43 states today, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee already are offering the Bible as an elective.
Oh, wow.
They're already offering the Bible as an elective.
This
is in high school.
Wow.
And you know, it's so important because you know what? Right now, they're talking about, this is not even, I don't see this, how anyone can see this as a bad thing. You have, children in middle school right now are learning about countries, and with every country that they're learning in, you know, they're teaching them about what their God was,
mm-hmm.
you know, what they served,
mm-hmm.
you know, all around. They're already introducing other religions and other gods already to these children.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just allow them to have the Bible there? Why not? And it's an elective. They get to choose to do it, and they get a letter grade.
Wow. Beautiful.
How awesome is that? Can reading the Bible for your child be wrong?
Yeah.
With everything else that they can get their hands on.
Mm.
Believe you me, if I lived in North Carolina, I'd be like, son, that's one course you're going to take.
That's right. That's not elective, buddy.
that's not an elective, and you better get in there right now.
That's right.
But that's one course you're gonna take. How powerful would it be if the kids started out? How powerful would it be if we returned prayer back to school?
Mm. For this country, I'm
beautiful.
You.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you kick God out, I love, Chris, I think you told us this, that the day about after the Newtown shooting and people were on Mike Huckabee's show, mm-hmm. do you remember what they told him about God? So where was God? Where was God?
Oh yeah. They started asking. So where's your God now? Now that this tragedy's taking place.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, he's right where you put him. He's up, he's on the shelf or on the back burner,
It's right where you put him. You kicked God out. You said prayer couldn't be done. And a silent prayer, no less.
Mm.
And it's like, come on now. Do we wonder why things are happening? So really, kudos to North Carolina and to the other states that are doing this that had no idea. And, it's our prayer that this will spread around across the country. Fantastic. We'll be right back after this break.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.